DW.
The first 10 years of my scientific career were spent on planetary atmospheres, and I had an experiment that was on the way to Venus, and another one I proposed an experiment to go to Jupiter, which also was selected.
The fifth of seven children, Professor James Hansen, grew up in a sleepy town in Iowa, where his father was a bartender. When James was 18, he received a scholarship to attend the University of Iowa. He stayed to get a PhD in physics, writing about the atmosphere of Venus. After that, he began his career as a NASA scientist in 1967, with little concern for the prosaic world of Earth. But in the late 1970s, as the ozone problem emerged, he realised that the world's climate was changing at a faster rate than that of Jupiter or Venus.
There are people living on this planet, so it's important. By 1981, we had a pretty good inkling and published a paper in Science magazine that was reported on the front page of the New York Times, and it resulted in a lead editorial and another one in the Washington Post, in which they said, these seven scientists from NASA have made a reasonably persuasive case that our energy policies may need to change.
The paper they published showed that climate change was already underway. It correctly predicted that by the end of the century, Earth would see the opening of the fabled Northwest Passage and an increasing severity and spread of droughts. But it was largely ignored by the public and politicians.
I had testified three or four times in the 1980s, but those testimonies don't, have an impact. They don't get enough attention.
7 years later, the science was looking even clearer to Professor Hansen.
The first 5 months of 1988 were so warm globally in the analysis that we had begun to do using weather station data that I could say that 1988 was almost surely going to be the warmest year in the history of instrumental data. And also we had a paper accepted in the Journal of Geophysical Research showing that the real world and the model were in pretty good agreement, and it did imply that we can't burn all the fossil fuels without creating a different planet, without enormous consequences for young people and future generations.
The time had come to make the world sit up and listen. Professor Hansen decided to use an upcoming testimony in front of a Senate committee to deliver a clear, unmistakable warning to the people of Earth.
I'm not a natural public speaker. And, the photo that's always shown is actually from the next testimony when Al Gore had a hearing 1 year later. In that one, I appear very relaxed. In the one that was taken in 1988, I was obviously very tense.
The night before the speech, Professor Hansen had been preparing his statement while listening to a baseball game on the radio, and he hit upon a phrase that summed up what he wanted to say.
It's time to stop waffling so much and say that the evidence is pretty clear. That was the sentence that was frequently quoted thereafter.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here. Dr. Hansen, if you'd start us off, we'd appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman and committee members.
You're all going to have to talk right into the microphone. These are not high-tech microphones.
Senator in charge of the hearing had an idea because he then changed the order of presentations. He had seen my written statement, which was quite strong, saying, that I was 99% certain that a warming trend had started, and with a high degree of confidence we could ascribe it to the human-made changes of the atmosphere.
Altogether, this evidence represents a very strong case, in my opinion, that the greenhouse effect has been detected and it is changing our climate now.
Professor Hansen's announcement became a front-page story around the world, and on the back of public pressure, policymakers for a while seemed to be moving to tackle global warming in the same way they had the hole in the ozone layer. Despite early scepticism, governments around the world pledged to do something, and even George Bush met to sign the Rio Convention on Climate Change.
I will go to Rio with a series of sound proposals designed to foster both environmental protection and economic growth. And I'll sign a climate convention that calls for sound actions like increased energy efficiency and cleaner air.
But strong statements didn't lead to strong actions. Rather than reducing emissions, the world has continued to emit more and more greenhouse gases each year. And looking back, Professor Hansen is not sure what good his speaking out really achieved.
It was perhaps useful for getting attention to the issue and getting agreement of governments that we should do something about it, but we have not gotten to the point where they're actually doing what is needed. And it's a tragedy because what is needed is actually makes sense for other reasons. An economy is most efficient if prices are honest, but right now we're subsidizing fossil fuels and not making them pay their cost to society. It would make sense to have a carbon tax, and if the money that's collected is distributed to the public, it actually spurs the economy, creates jobs, but we're just not doing that because of the power of fossil fuel industry to influence our legislatures and executive branches. That's why we're now going to the judiciary and filing lawsuits.
It's three decades since the hot summer of 1988 when Professor Hansen stood up to warn about climate change and global warming. Since then, the world has become on average 1 degree Fahrenheit warmer. And in the past few months alone, we have seen wildfires across the west coast of the United States, a heat wave that stretches from Tunisia to North Norway, and forecasts of further temperature rises and so-called hothouse conditions in coming years. Professor Hansen's original predictions are becoming depressingly real. Ashley Byrne, DW.
This report was brought to you by DW.